Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root! The Root! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Spinning those dials, pushing the buttons, making me feel like I'm running around my living room. 8-track in the slot, and Mom dancing in the background, cooking up some spaghetti, some big pasta dishes, and throwing them out for all of us. Good afternoon, everybody. Good evening, wherever you might be. Yeah, yeah, we didn't call it gravy in our house. But good afternoon, everybody. This is the USA Audio Network. And in case you're tuning in and you're questioning what's happening, well, Wayne has the next couple of days off today and tomorrow. He will be back on Thursday, roaring and ready to rock and roll at you again. My name is Lee Elsie. If you pay attention to the show, you know if Wayne takes any time off, I usually get a chance to come in and sit in the big seat and broadcast across the entire country, and I'm always lucky and honored to do that. Like always, Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, and he is playing the part of my consigliere this afternoon, yeah, something like that. Anyway, I sounded like Joe Pesci there. Good, but again, welcome aboard. I'm all screwed up. Here's what happened. I had to get here tonight, and those of you who know anything about Connecticut, it's a huge traffic jam, as always. I know you may think to yourself, well, Vegas has got huge traffic, California's got traffic, Texas has traffic, everybody, Washington is crazy. For whatever reason, man, 95 here in Connecticut is an absolute zoo and a nightmare. So anyway, I had to essentially run up the steps and get in here today. So we have a lot to get to. We have some great guests coming up in the third hour of the broadcast. But obviously on everybody's mind is Donald Trump. So Trump obviously is, I don't know if we call it in the hot seat, but former President Donald Trump told Fox News that he will appeal the ruling in the E. Jean Carroll civil case, saying he was has obviously no idea who she is. And again, he blasted the verdict as a disgrace. And it's interesting. So I do have a little bit of audio that I want to play for you. But the truth of the matter is, if you haven't seen this deposition video, you should watch. It's like 45 minutes. And it's filled with some gold nuggets from the former president that I think you'll probably want to sit and pop some popcorn and go out and watch. I actually believe him. I don't think he remembers this woman, which is entirely possible that he doesn't remember her. And I also think that, it, you know, a long time has passed in between the time that this supposedly happened and this has been, you know, brought to light. And I think it's absolutely unfair. And there's also a couple of reports that are circulating out there, according to a couple different outlets, that Joe Biden has someone who is pursuing him in a similar fashion. The question remains is, will that be brought to light in any kind of a similar fashion to what we're seeing here against Donald Trump? But E. Jean Carroll had this to say. I filed this lawsuit against Donald Trump to clear my name and to get my life back. Today, the world finally knows the truth. This victory is not just for me, but for every woman who has suffered because she was not believed. So Trump was looking through some photos they were showing. Well, one photo in particular, and he didn't. In fact, he didn't recognize anybody really in the photo. He got his own wife wrong when they pointed to her, which I guess is not all that surprising. But Trump had this to say when they were going back and forth, and the attorney kept pressing him on why he said that she wasn't his type. And
not my type. When you said that Ms. Carroll was not your type, you meant that she was not your type physically, right?
I saw her in a picture. I didn't know what she looked like. And I said it, and I say it with as much respect as I can, but she is not my type.
And again, when you say type, you just refer to looking at photos. So you mean physically she's not your type?
Physically she's not my type. And now that I've gotten indirectly to hear things about her, she wouldn't be my type in any way, shape, or form.
But when you were talking back on June 24th, you were referring to her not being your type physically.
I saw a photo of her.
Okay.
And the only difference between me and other people is I'm honest. She's not my type.
When you said in that video that Ms. Leeds would not be your first choice, you were referring to her physical looks, correct?
Just the overall. I look at her, I see her, I hear what she says, whatever. You wouldn't be a choice of mine either, to be honest with you. I hope you're not insulted. I would not, under any circumstances, have any interest in you.
Sorry. I had to play that. That's just tremendous. You know, when you sit in these depositions like this, it's 47 minutes. I ask him the reason why I play that is for the ending there, which I, you know, thought was a pretty good slam down. But also, remember this, they ask him the same question, and I'm not defending this. I don't know enough about the inner workings of this case to make a real intelligent sort of political dissection of it. But any of you who ever have known anything about depositions or anything that goes, they just ask you the same questions over and over and over again. So, you know, there's a 45-something minute video, and in that video, he's probably asked this question a dozen times. It's just to make him look like some kind of a monster, like, oh, she's not my type, she's not my type, she's not my type, and to try to make it look like he is insulting this person. I just think it's obviously a legal trick, which I think is completely disingenuous and unfair. But anyway, there you go. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'm sure when Wayne comes back, he will jump through the hoops for this one, because this is in his wheelhouse much more than it would be in my wheelhouse. But again, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if this affects Trump at all. I don't know if it touches the polls at all or has any impact on the 2024 race. I would say it probably does not, right? This is something that was floating around out there forever. So whether or not this changes the minds of anybody, my guess is it probably doesn't. If you're in Trump camp, you're already in Trump camp. So I don't really think that it'll affect that at all. I mean, I got to go back just to spend the next couple minutes before we got to get to a break. Just the idea of I've watched the whole Biden camp and Biden in general, and watching Trump in this 45-minute video and the way he was able to articulate and answer these questions. And then to watch Biden, like, just stumble and bumble around every single thing that he's involved with, to the point it's an embarrassment when you watch him. And I know we keep going back to this, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but you look at these two men, and how can even if you don't like Trump, you've got to say to yourself, wow, what a cognitive difference between these two people. One, and again, this is not a knock, this is not anti or age discrimination, it's because they're essentially the same age. One guy at least has his wits about him, can have an intelligent conversation, can actually give jabs back and forth with the best of them. And the other one, if he's not reading it on a teleprompter or the back of a cue card, he's got nothing. Aren't you all concerned about that? Doesn't that bother you? My friends out there who are listening across this great country on all of these fabulous stations on the USA Audio Network, who might be listening to me again in the car, wherever you might be, you know, tuning on, thinking you're going to hear Wayne. Well, I'm telling you, he'll be off for a couple of days. You got me. But I'm saying to you out there who, you know, may be listening just to fuel your progressive fire to try to get some ammunition to talk about a cocktail parties or whatever. This is what Wayne said, or this is what Lee said, is filling in for Wayne. Well, I'm asking you, honestly, can you be honest with yourself? Looking at what you have from Joe Biden and actually saying to yourself, this is a guy I can, in good conscience, in 2024, which is still almost 2 years away, vote for? Man, I don't know how you can sleep at night. I don't know how you can look at yourself in the mirror and pull that lever. And I actually am starting to think now that somehow the Democrats will craft a way to bounce him out, whether it's, you know, he'll have some kind of a medical issue, or he'll have a change of heart, or Jill will, you know, feign being sick and he'll have to look after. Something will happen in that camp, because I just don't feel like the Democrats feel like he can get them to the finish line. Now, that will mean there's no way Kamala will be the answer. So the question will be, is it going to be Michelle Obama? Which I said from the beginning that I thought that that would be ultimately the choice that they go with. And whether or not you believe that, that remains to be seen. So there you go. That's my little take on Trump. And again, I won't go too deep into it. As it unfolds, I'm sure Wayne will give you his expert opinion. Since he might be, I don't think it's a might, I think he's probably the most beloved talk show host, as far as Trump is concerned, in the entire country. And there's really not a close second. So why should I comment on it when Wayne can comment on it when he gets back? My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, leeelsie.com. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. I'm settled in, so now we're ready to rock and roll. We're going to give you the A-plus performance moving forward. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Hey everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-570-9390. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and thinks you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-570-9390. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-570-9390.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, My Pillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription. Plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight.
Oh, Blue Eyes. Take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and again, I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root tonight and tomorrow night. So if you want to go back and forth with me on anything, leelsieradio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Again, Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. I want to attack some of the immigration issues after the bottom of the hour. But before I get there, I did sort of allude before we took the break. If you're just tuning in, Trump found liable for the sexual battery defamation in the Carroll trial. I guess she could get $5 million in damages. A 9-member jury found Trump did not commit rape, but jurors found him liable for sexual abuse, another form of sexual battery. He's also ordered to pay Carroll again $5 million. This happened in the 1990s. So, again, she took her sweet time to bring it to court. Now, on the other side of the aisle, I was mentioning, and I don't want to play what-if-ism, so that's not really my game, but this was interesting, an interesting read. This was reported by the BBC. Tara Reid, again, what are the sex attack allegations against Jolton Joe Biden? We know the hair sniffer is constantly sort of mixing it up with the opposite sex in very strange ways. Democrat presidential candidate Biden faces a sexual assault allegation against him by a former employee. Tara Reid, who worked for the U.S. vice president nearly 30 years ago, says he sexually assaulted her in the halls of Congress. Mr. Biden has been accused of being touchy-feely by multiple women, but this is the first public accusation of a serious sexual misconduct against him. The White House hopeful has denied allegations. So there you go. He's denied the allegations, but Tara Reid, what happened to that one? Remember, she surfaced back in right before, like around 2020, she surfaced, but you haven't heard boo about that. Why is that? Why is it that it seems like often the progressive side of the aisle, their allegations either disappear or have no meaning, right? So Trump had documents in Mar-a-Lago. Okay, the world flipped on its head, right? Biden has him. Nobody cares. Pence has him. It's not that big a deal, but it's still bad. Why is that? Why does the media always side with the left? What's in it for them? What do they gain by that? I have some audio I'm going to play from Tucker Carlson before the show ends tonight. Interesting audio. If you haven't heard it, stick around for that, whether you like him or not. He does have an interesting announcement having to do with the media, as a matter of fact. And he echoes some of the sentiments that I have right here. There's really no truth at all in any type of media. None. Right? You can't find it on any of the major networks. I've said this before. I had a great conversation this past week with a... Actually, we're going to hear from him later on. I heard from Michael Harrison, who was has Talk Magazine, Inside Talk Magazine. It's great talkers. That's it. Yeah, thanks, Christopher. So I'll talk with him a little bit later on. But in trading emails back and forth, we were talking about, you know, what exactly is the last bastion of truth in the media. And I think talk radio is it, personally. I think this is the only place you've got folks who get behind the microphone and actually want to deliver truth. I don't want to ever get caught in saying one thing and having something else happen. I never go with a story unless I have double, triple, quadruple, corroboration of that story. Like, a lot of people send me stuff. I mean, I know Wayne gets a lot of stuff. Everybody gets a lot of stuff. Listeners are very adamant sending stuff out, and they work very hard at this stuff, but they search the internet, scour the internet. But I'm not going with anything until I hear 3-4 different outlets who are willing to report it. So I'm trying, as a talk show host, trying my best to constantly deliver the most truthful ideas on these stories as I possibly can come up with. I can't say that for any of the major networks. They want to go first. They want it to be sensational. If it bleeds, it leads, the whole nine yards. There's really no truth to anything that they do. At least not from the vantage point that I see. I don't believe that they're in the business anymore to strive and thrive and thirsty for delivering the truth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the music is playing. That means I've got to skip to the break towards the bottom of the hour. Like I said, we will have Michael Harrison coming up a little bit later on. We'll hear from our pal Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, a little later on as well. I do want to jump into immigration when we come back. The border is an absolute invasion. If you haven't seen any of those photos or videos, man, it's unlike anything you've probably ever seen. So we'll get into some of that when we come back. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
Yeah. USA News Update. President Biden is meeting with congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Will the president give Speaker McCarthy an off-ramp, an exit strategy? The exit strategy is very clear. Do your job. Congress must act. Prevent a default.
A compromise not expected to come out of the meeting. A jury has found former President Trump liable for sexually abusing and defaming writer E. Jean Carroll. Carroll sued Trump, saying he defamed her when he denied raping her in the 1990s. The jury awarded Carroll $5 million in damages. Trump took to Truth Social, calling the verdict a disgrace. Senator Dianne Feinstein is set to return to Capitol Hill tomorrow. The California Democrat has been absent for nearly 3 months due to illness. Some members in her own party have called for her resignation because her absence complicated their efforts to confirm some of President Biden's judicial nominees. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
listening to the USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, if you'd like, at leeelsie.com. It's still a work in progress. That's because I don't know anything about computers, and I am kind of a procrastinator when it comes to that kind of stuff. But you can also go on the social media platforms. I do have a Twitter account, leeelsie at leeelsie. If you don't know how to spell my name, it is not like you would spell a female name of Elsie, of E-L. Well, you can't say that anymore. So I'm sorry. I take it back. I threw it out there in the ether, and I immediately take it back. There's no such thing as man and female or male and female or anymore. Sorry. So, yeah, Elsie's not E-L-S-I-E. It's E-L-C-I. Like, there used to be Elchi back in the day with the H on the end somewhere, but somewhere they dropped that because apparently it was too hard for us Italians to spell. Anyway, nobody cares about that. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. And for some reason, Christopher is exasperated, breathing heavy in the background. You didn't hear it, but I did. And I'd like to know why. Anything? No, I'm waiting.
Oh, no, I'm here. You really want to do this? You know, in talk radio, they have this thing called Get to the Point.
Yeah.
So I think you didn't do good in geometry in high school, huh?
I see.
All right, so I don't know how to get to the point.
Okay, so I'm getting air-checked? Is that it? Should I come back after and sit down in your office? No, I'm just kidding. All right, I'll get to the point. You want the point?
Quickly.
Please email me, leelsieradio@gmail.com, or check out the Facebook page, Leelsie Voice of Freedom. I wanted to talk, before we get to Tucker, we'll get to Tucker a little bit later on, because Tucker had a huge announcement, and it's certainly worthy of the news. I do want to talk about Title 42 and the absolute horde of people surging at the border. If you haven't seen the videos, flip on any news outlet. That's not made-up stuff. Those are real people marching towards the border of the United States of America. Title 42 is a part of U.S. law that deals with public health, social welfare, and civil rights. Now, it gives the federal government the authority to take emergency action to keep communicable diseases out of the United States of America. Before President Donald Trump used it in 2020, it had only been used in 1929 to keep ships from China and the Philippines from entering U.S. ports because of a meningitis outbreak. Trump invoked the law when the coronavirus pandemic broke out, and they had it in place. Now, Biden and his administration has repeatedly sought to end the policy, but its plans were delayed by legal challenges from the Republican state's attorney generals. The pandemic waned, making the public health order, again, Title 42, sort of moot, right? So, and that's, you know, I heard Wayne actually talking about this, and he was spot on when he said it. I was driving down the highway, and I remember him specifically, I remember exactly where I was when he said it for some reason. But he said they nixed the coronavirus because they want to let more illegal immigrants into the country. And he is 1,000% right about that. 1,000% right. This administration, from day one, has been on a mission to have our borders wide open. And I can't imagine anyone who lives in this country right now who's not genuinely concerned about the sheer number of people who have come across our southern border. Now, we know the numbers are approaching 5 million. Okay, maybe more than that. Now, I was fortunate enough to spend a week in Washington last summer with some incredible people, Border Patrol agents. In fact, I think I had a couple of them on at specific different times, specifically on this show, just so we could bring that to the entire country, because they were so good and so spot on and so on point about what was happening. And now it's just amplified. It's on steroids, what's happening at the southern border. And this administration, for whatever reason, has this ridiculous idea that that the border is secure. And I'm gonna make a point of that in a bit. But you know what? Christopher, Biden is speaking. I'd like to hear it. Can we tap into that or no? I can do it from here. So let me see what he's got.
Did not say the last part about damage in the extreme. I made clear during our meeting that default is not an option. I repeated that time and again. America is not a deadbeat nation.
Obviously, he's talking about
we
the debt ceiling.
We pay our bills, and avoiding default is a basic duty of the United States Congress. In fact, they did it three times under my predecessor without once, not one time creating a crisis, rattling the markets, or undermining the unshakable trust the world has in America's commitment to paying its bills. And I'll remind you, the national debt went up 40%. Over the 200-year, went up 40% under my predecessor.
Well,
and that's the problem we're dealing with today. I might note parenthetically, in my first 2 years, I reduced the debt by $1.7 trillion.
You did not. You're lying. That's a lie.
I told congressional leaders that I'm prepared to begin a separate discussion about my budget and the spending priorities, but not under the threat of default. As I said, I've already cut the deficit by $1.7 trillion in my first 2 years in office. And the budget just submitted to Congress cuts another $3 trillion in debt over the next 10 years, my budget that I submitted. I made it clear that we can cut spending and cut the deficit. For example, my budget cuts $200 billion in spending by strengthening Medicare's power to negotiate for lower prescription drug prices. In addition, that's on top of the $160 billion in budget savings we passed last year by being able to...
I don't know if I can handle this dumb speech. So you guys understand what he's, you know, what the lies that he's spinning, right? Is when you have... He talks about the deficit, never talks about the debt. The debt continues to skyrocket. And the idea that they lay that on the feet of Trump, it's under Biden that they added $6 trillion, or wanted to add $6 trillion, and they fought it and ended up adding two and change. But it was under Trump's presidency that COVID hit, and the American people, that whole idea that the economy was shut down, and everybody had their hands out and needed money. That's why the debt skyrocketed during that time. But when he talks about the deficit, and the gall of him saying that we reduced the deficit, $1.7 trillion. Do you understand that he's basing that on the COVID money and what they spent during that time and how much extra they spent so that families who were forced not to work, not to have a job, had food on their table? That's what he's basing. It's just they're so full of garbage. And again, it makes me so angry when I think about how politicians manipulate the language to fool the masses. And the thought of, you know, if you have a budget and your budget for the year is $10,000, right? But that $10,000 that you have budgeted over the year is, let's say you only make $9,000. You're still $1,000 in debt. Well, if you spend $300 less, yes, you spent less money, but you're still increasing the debt. That's the trick that they constantly play on you. Let me hear what else the buffoon in chief has to say.
Fewer outpatient visits for veterans to the VA hospitals, and we just increased the VA budget so they could accommodate seeing these folks. And we'd have to cut 30,000 law enforcement agents,
FBI,
DEA, Border Patrol, 100,000 teachers and support personnel would lose their jobs. And all of that would hurt Americans and leave folks behind. Look. Now, I know the speaker says, he uses the L word, lying word, but says I'm
you
not
are
telling
lying.
The truth.
You are telling the truth.
All I asked him inside was, if you're not going to cut any of those programs, and you're saying the cut is 22% across the board, then you're going to have to cut a hell of a lot more when the programs that are left. No, we're not going to do that either. I'm not sure.
All right, let me get that out of here, my guy. He's like a... Remember when you were, I don't know how old you are, Chris, but when I was young, we had this project, an art project, where we would take an apple,
right,
and then you would carve out a place where the eyes would go and the mouth would go, and you'd peel the apple first, and then you'd carve it out, and then you would hang it on a string, and you'd let it dry, and then it would shrivel up and dry into this angry old face, right? That's what you, and that would, and then you, it was like I don't even know how to explain it, but anybody out there who's my age would probably remembers that because, and that's what Biden has become. He's just an angry apple face. Like he's like a puppet.
He's almost like a Dick Tracy villain.
You know, that's good. Yeah. He is.
Old depends face.
I might steal that one.
Oh, you might.
I might actually use that one in the future. Old depends face. All right, so I didn't get a chance to get through all of the
let me ask you, 90 seconds left in this segment.
Yeah, okay.
On the 24 general election, presidential election,
yeah.
Both candidates, I know you and I pretty much, you know, middle of the road. Is this the best we got? Seriously? Both sides?
I don't know, man. I actually, and sadly, I think I've said that probably in my lifetime. You know, how many lives? Since I'm 18, what is that? Like probably 10. 8 to 10 presidential elections. I have to go back and think about that.
Coolidge was your first guy, right?
I probably said that in 75% of them. Is this what we got?
Yeah.
Well, all right, I do want to finish up when we come back on Title 42. I do want to play a little bit of audio. I found Lindsey Graham, Marek, and Hawley going at our immigration czar. So we'll talk about that when we come back just a little bit. Stick around. After the top of the hour, we'll have some more stuff to get into, including Tucker Carlson's new announcement. He's got a new show, apparently, or a new platform that he has come out and announced, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. I have some guests in the third hour of the broadcast. Hopefully you can stick around for all 3 hours. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
It's Wayne Alaroot. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Raw and unfiltered.
Right. As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the
Brass Bonanza.
Yeah, the Brass Bonanza. This is the Hartford Whaler.
Actually, I wanted to ask you something. I've heard rumor on the street, ever since you're the Boston choke artist, or Bruins, if you will, what happened, Bobby?
As you know, the one sport I know nothing about is hockey, but I do know that the people were on bridges getting ready to jump. For that
you know what? This, and I hate to bring this up to a Red Sox fan, as a Yankee fan, yeah, we're in last place and it's over for us this season, but this was 2004-ish, to put it in that term. I mean, you had one of the greatest single seasons in NHL history. You're number one, and some team in Miami blows you out of the first round.
It's one of my biggest beefs with not only hockey, but basketball now. And baseball, by the way.
Right.
It's going to happen in baseball, too. But when you minimize and trivialize the regular season to the point where you can have the greatest record in history, and really the only advantage you get is one game, one game home ice advantage, well, this is what's going to happen. And it happened, and now you're the best team in the sports not playing. And I tell you what, I bet you that hockey ratings are in the toilet right now.
No, they're actually going more record highs. The first round's been phenomenal.
Well, the first
and they have better TV deal now.
Yeah, but what's the marquee team? Rangers are out. Bruins are out. Who's that? Who's in that people want to watch?
Vegas, definitely.
Is that true?
Yeah, Vegas is like one of the most popular teams in all of the NHL. But I did want to ask this, since you're the unofficial mayor of Hartford. Is it true the Bruins have moved there and renamed themselves the Whalers just because they're that embarrassed? Is that true? Comment, Mr. Mayor?
No, I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case. And I don't know if we have any desire to jump ugly and go back and forth with you about the sport that nobody watches, which is hockey.
Stop it.
Are you a fan of the Vegas team?
Yeah, actually I am.
You're down in Dallas. Why are you not a North Star fan?
The North Stars were in Minnesota. Now they're the Dallas Stars.
Dallas Stars, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not to be disrespectful toward the Stars, but they couldn't score in a singles club if they had $100 bills in their pocket. Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Fair enough. Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, sharing all of his wisdom with us on the World
on a wholesome family show.
Yeah. I was just too. I'm preoccupied. I apologize. My microphone broke here in this.
Why did it break?
Well, it breaks often. Like there's this little piece in this device that I can. It's like a little tiny washer of sorts that comes loose, and I can actually put it back in its place. But now the problem is beyond my my repair abilities. Yeah, exactly. Now it's become an issue with the actual mechanism of the microphone. So and I had to roll to mic number 3 here in the studio. We have 4 mics in the studio, and I went with mic 3, and it doesn't make me happy. What can I tell you? Mic 3, it aggravates me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is totally my fault. I grinded this show to a halt by asking him this question.
What? I mean, sometimes you got to go in a different direction. Sometimes it can't be Biden all the time, or Biden or Trump, or it can't be politics. It can't be all these things. You got to take a break
and
tell everybody about the real world.
Relax.
And the real world, people are dealing with problems every single day in their jobs, in their life, in their marriage, and they want to hear it from me.
He's out of control.
I mean, come on. Let me ask you, across the country, let's say you're in your cubicle, right, and the stapler doesn't work, or the printer is jammed. You're angry. I'm angry now because something doesn't work in the state-of-the-art studio. It's $1 million studio. It's probably a $10 million studio. And this one little tiny, tiny, tiny little piece of equipment, this little button, doesn't work, screws the whole show up.
And those people in Ukraine are complaining.
Yeah.
How dare they?
What? What? Because what? They're getting bombed? Come on.
Yeah, your microphone washer doesn't work.
My microphone washer doesn't work. It's aggravated. There was traffic on my way here. My life, it can't get worse.
Oh, my God.
It's impossible.
Please move this along. I beg you. The audience begs you. Helen Keller is listening right now, and she's begging you.
Well, you know what? So you're now you have to take a whole break off. You can't talk for another 18 minutes.
Hot damn.
That's it. You've been sequestered to your little dungeon in Dallas, Texas. So sit in it and deal with it, and that's it for a little while. All right, so I was going to talk about Title 42 again. I'll have to push it back one more segment. We'll do it after the top of the hour. I just want to play you some audio because Lindsey Graham dissects his opponent, his opposition, and I think it's really good. So we'll get into that in a little bit. And I also want to play you some audio from Tucker Carlson. After the top of the third hour, going into the third hour, we'll talk a little bit about AI. And I'm fascinated by AI. I think it is, obviously, it's a developing technological advancement. If you haven't played around with it, it's not going to turn you into a monster or a robot or what have you, but it is pretty remarkable what this AI can do and how it can, not interface, that's the wrong word, but how it's, even in the last couple of months, how this thing has advanced. It's really taken leaps and bounds in the last couple of months. And when we come back, actually, McCarthy's speaking now, so if he's still talking when we come back, maybe we'll listen to him and see what he's got to say. Biden, gave us 6 minutes? And now it's nappy time, so off to bed Biden goes. We'll come back. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, maybe for the last time. Thanks, Chris. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.